David Sims, one of America's finest kickers. Averaged 47 yards against Rice last week, and he gets it off long. Spiral. And Scott Warner in the 35, the 40, the 45, the 50, the 45, the 40, the 35, the 30, the 25, the 20. Scott Warner coming this way. Touchdown. Touchdown. Yards. Scott Warner, the kick was 44 yards from the line of scrimmage, and it hung up good, and Scott broke it straight ahead, a little right, and then cut back across the left. Clemson's in a 7-4. They want to try to block the extra point. Robinson sticks it up. Watch it flag down. Flag down on the play. Now watch it a minute. There's a flag down in the end zone. Georgia leading 7-0, however. Clemson looking at that end by the railroad tracks. Power eye. Everybody in close now. A man breaks motion left. Homer Jordan on 3rd and 9. He's sprinting back to the left. He stops. He throws it in the middle, and it's intercepted by Scott Warner behind the end zone. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. There goes Scott Warner. 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. Scott Warner down the side. One man going to knock him down around the 3. Scott Warner, 97 yards. Scott Warner intercepted a pass a yard in the end zone. Going to his right, Georgia, beautiful pass coverage on that play as he went left and threw back in the middle, and he went down the right side. Chuck McSwain, the running back, drove him out on the 2.5. He ran 97 and a half yards from the goal line. Dogs in a power eye. Clemson's in at 8-3 again. Second down, diving Buck Blue, touchdown. Buck Blue went over the top. Do you realize we've hardly seen the ball? We're leading 13-0 because of Scott Warner, who went 57 or 60, and now he went 97 and a half with an interception to save our hide.
Larry, thus far, Clemson's run 33 plays to Georgia's 5. That'll give you some indication of how they have dominated the game.
Robinson to try the extra point. Clemson's in the 7-4 looking at this. It's set down. Rex sticks it up, and the kick is good. Georgia leading 14-0. Dobbs will try for a field goal, and don't think this won't be big. Broadway going to hold. Robinson going to try it on a 32. Clemson in kind of a stunted 7-4, and the kick is up. Watch the kick. Watch the kick. Good. Georgia leads 17-10. Robinson going to try to stick another one up there as he did 4 or 5 minutes ago after that drive. It's set down by Broadway. The kick is up. It looks all right, and the kick is good. Robinson, another one. Georgia leads 20-10. The clock, as it's running, technically is in favor of the Tigers because they got 3 plays to win or 3 plays to lose. So 2:10, 2:09, 2:08 doesn't mean anything. And here comes Gaskew back to throw. He fires. It's batted in the air. And it's intercepted. It's intercepted on the 1-yard line. Ball was batted in the air. Georgia's got a man hurt on the 19. Ball batted in the air. Jeff Hip caught the ball right on the 1. It got batted up 15, 20 feet in the air. Jeff Hip grabbed the 2 more men by him. Got knocked backwards. Georgia's got the ball on the 1. 47, 46, 45 seconds. Dogs in the power eye. 3rd and 4. We run Stewart in motion. We pitch it to Herschel Walker. No block, but he's coming wide. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Out of bounds. Herschel Walker ran by a man who got by the blocker, ran by him and came around the left, and from the 7 to the 27, he got 20 vital yards.
In the end, it was a Greenville, South Carolina boy, Frank Ross, who tipped a pass that a Columbia, South Carolina boy, Jeff Hip, caught, which sealed the victory.
Well, see, I was going back with a pass pattern, and the ball went up and went right through my hands. I should have hit myself, and I saw it go up in the air, and I looked back, and I saw the Clemson guy and Jeff both going. I said, Jeff, you got to get it. And when he caught that ball, I mean, it was like a ton off my back, because if Bill got a call, it had been, you know, my fault for not intercepting it. And, man, I was happy. That's about as happy as I've been ever.